Hey Sid, your mommy and daddy said it's almost time for school. We need to get ready to go. I'm not going to school today, Gerald. Just who are the boys? What are they after? This is what I must know. Why do they harbor such a deep hatred for Sonic Underground? You're going somewhere. But I thought we were going to have butt sex. I can't today, Gerald. You go to school without me. Tell the teacher I'm busy. Or that I'm taking a huge ass dump on the toilet. Sid, is this about the prophecy that you dreamt about a week ago? I can't tell you anymore, Gerald. I already told you too much. If word got out that I told you this, you would become a target for the enemy. Don't worry about me. I'll be back before you know it, you sexy boy. I'll fuck your ass when I get back. What the fuck? Let go of me, you weird pink bitch. I ain't letting you go until you fuck me in the ass right here. You said you would fuck me in the ass today. So keep your promise, you sexy yellow boy. I didn't promise you shit, bitch. Let go before I beat your fucking ass. We're like 3 years old, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Mommy, Daddy, Gerald's trying to rape me. Damn you, you son of a bitch, you killed my boyfriend. I'll kill all you fuckers. Do you hear me, boys? I'll kill every last one of you. I won't stop until you're all dead. Oh shit, my clothes are on fire. My tricycle wasn't destroyed in the explosion.
How are you kids enjoying the chili dogs? I paid extra for the spicy chili this week.
They're okay, but I like the dollar store chili even better.
Mom, where's my tofu dog? Is it done yet? I'm starving like a bitch.
Yeah, it's almost finished, Sonia. Get your plate ready. Alright, it seems to be done. Come get it while it's hot.
Gimme that shit. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
What's going on in there? Are those chili dogs for breakfast? Damn, Nick knows some things may you go. Hey, Alena, let me borrow the car.
Fine, but don't be gone late, because I need it for work this afternoon.
What a beverage. Hey, my dad is some chili dogs for on a hit smack.
Charles, why does your bit fucking stink? Did you not wipe your huge smelly ass when you got out of the bathroom earlier?
Not whip me. Of course he whipped me, but walk all forget to whip after taking out his mejidum.
Tell me the truth now, or I will have Manic come over here and sniff your ass to find out.
Oh no, I ain't. That ass fucking stinks.
Ok, fine. You always are right, but he didn't have a choice. Look, don't you say, Telecor store is closing in 45 minutes. I figured that if he didn't whip me ass, he called Sabeti me and get there before it closed.
Oopsie, I'm very sorry about your door. Sometimes the force is too powerful even for me to handle.
Obi-Wan and Spartacus, what are you two doing here?
We have come to finally tell you about the prophecy. The truth, and all of the secrets that have been hid from you until now. Everyone, please, take a seat. This is quite a long story, but you must pay attention.
Ah, yes, certain, abouti Kenobi, on souhaite le thème, te rinoguin back.
Yes, it's their destiny to know this. They should know they have to know this. Long ago, the planet Mobius lived in peace before a fat man showed up. I'm sure you all know him. His name is Dr. Robotnik. The evil tyrant who overthrew your family and became the Emperor in just one night. Even though you fought valiantly, the battle was lost. The royal forces were no match for the fat man's army of squat bots. With nothing more that could be done, the rulers left their homeland, praying to God that they wouldn't be hunted down and killed like bitches. The queen's triplets, Sonic, Manic, and Sonya, were separated and to be hidden away, so that in the future, they can come together and defeat Robotnik, bringing back peace to the world. As the years went on, the hedgehogs grew up and learned the truth. They knew they couldn't just sit by and let Robotnik rule over the land with an iron fist. The hedgehogs grew, and so did their skills in combat. Eventually, the time came. They were ready to challenge the evil Robotnik. In one final showdown, they fought with their lives, ready to put an end to the suffering that Dr. Robotnik put on so many people. But most importantly, their family. After a hard-fought battle, the hedgehogs were victorious. Robotnik's reign was over. The royal hedgehog family reclaimed their throne and returned as Mobius' rightful rulers. However, because of what Robotnik did, Mobius was beyond repair. Everything was in ruins. There was only one thing the people of Mobius could do. They left Mobius in search of new land. They came across Earth and made it their new home. But then a threat even greater than the Fat Man will arise. Four young, huge, white boys who want revenge against the Sonic Underground. But you need not fear, for when all hope is lost, a blade of pure, white light can be seen on the horizon. And a man with beautiful blonde hair will show up and take the name of Spartacus. And that, my friends, is the story of the prophecy. The boys are now waiting for us to show up to their locations for one last fight. An all-out war, a battle to the fucking death.
You're a fucking retard. If you think I'm letting you take my baby girl into battle, take Sonic with you. He is fat, and nobody even likes him.
Puede haber todo domingo tis, Alena. Puede create tesemon, and no. It has to be us to destroy them.
The fat uncle is right. You have to do this for all of us. But you won't be alone. I got help. This is Sid, one of our allies. He has done extensive research on the boys.
But it's just a boy.
Ha. Huh. I may be 3 years old, but that doesn't stop me from being a fucking scientist.
Sid, did you find the location of the boys with your leapfrog laptop?
You can bet your butt cheeks. They are waiting for us to arrive as we speak. And lucky for you guys, I picked up some friends on the way here. Max, Trevor, Cyrus, what are you guys doing here? Don't forget Sonic, that we are Sonic Underground characters too. This war involves us all. Thanks, dude, these boys won't stand a chance against freedom fighters like us.
This the cavalry. It's better than...
You're forgetting someone, old man. J-Red, you're here too. Of course I'm here, why wouldn't I be? The boys, they took my daddy. And now they are telling me that they won't let him go, unless I kill Manic the Hedgehog.
You met the rich was telling Tito. J'aurais, nous we can focus on saving Europa, from those evil boys.
This is amazing, isn't it, bro? With all these people on our side, there isn't any way we can lose. No, it still isn't enough. There is still someone we need on our side. If he doesn't join us, we won't stand a chance. Bro, I don't understand what you mean, bro. Oh.
Alfred, do you have the data?
Yes, the data has been retrieved. I will pass it over to you now.
Alfred, you wait out here. This won't take long.
Yes, I will do, as you say, Sir Bartleby.
Halt right there. You are not to set foot in here. Our master has given us special orders to protect this chamber with our lives. Leave this place now, or your butt cheeks will be the next target for thy blade of justice.
Put your weapons away. Your master is dead.
No, you must be lying. Our master is alive.
It is true. Your master is dead, but his son is alive. And he has come.
Is it true, are you, truly thee? Over 20 years ago, our master left, telling us that someday the rightful heir would arrive and take the sword of light in his hands. Could it be so? Is the chosen one, not him, but his own son instead? Go on then. Take the blade into your hand. If it glows, that is proof to us that you are the rightful owner. If not, you will die.
You know, sir, when I saw you hold up that sword back there, I was reminded of the old days. You look very much like your father.
I have no father.
Thank you so much for the ride, Mark. Your truck is way faster than my bicycle.
Don't mention it, affair. I'll do anything to help a fellow man. You can repay me for the ride by heading down to the strip club with me tomorrow morning. And buy me a couple of beers while I fuck a bunch of bitches in the ass. If any bitch tries to resist me, I'll just punch her in the face and treat her like the woman she is.
Mindy, I can't believe you're here already. Are you here to help us fight the boys?
Haha, you bet your ass I am, Sonia. Obi-Wan Kenobi stopped by my house in the middle of the night. First he came into my room, and we had sex. Then he told me all about the war, and the boys. After hearing about all that, there's no way I'm letting my best friend and her family fight alone.
Yo, Manic, where the hell did Sonic run off to? I saw him hauling ass down the street. Don't tell me he's backing out of this thing even after we're all here to fight.
I have no idea, Nux. Maybe he had to take a massive dump, or some shit.
Sleet, I'm worried for Robotnik. He's been in the bathroom for over 3 hours. Is he going to be okay?
How the fuck should I know, Dingo? This happens every fucking time we get Taco Bell. Well, if it isn't my mortal enemy and my rival, Sonic the Hedgehog. Of all people to blow down my wall when I'm taking a shit. What do you want?
Don't worry, Robotnik. I'm not here to pick a fight with you. I'm here to ask for your help.
My help? What the hell are you talking about? In what world would I ever help the faggot?
Robotnik, listen to me. A group of white boys have risen up. They intend to take over the world.
You mean, like, the Jonas Brothers?
Yes, but instead of 3 of them, there's 4. and one is dressed as the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. They called me, my sibs, my family, and even my friends out to battle with our lives on the line. I'm going to be honest with you, Robotnik. The boys, they're stronger than you ever were. I don't think even the Sonic Underground will be able to take them down, like we did to you.
I know, Sonic the Hedgehog, you don't have to tell me anymore. I know about the boys. They came to my house last week, telling me that they intended to kill you and your friends. They threatened me, and told me not to get involved, or else they would kill me too. I wanted to fight back, but they had a gun. They scared me. Sometimes it's best to just give up. I won't help you, not because you are my enemy, but because I am afraid of the boys.
Robotnik, surely you must know, after they kill me, they will come after you. You and I are both their biggest threats right now. That's why we need to work together. If we don't, well, do you really want to become their bitch? Or are you so scared that you're willing to accept your fate, even if it means death?
Get out of my bathroom.
I'm disappointed, Robotnik. Of all people, I hoped that you would be the one to help us. You used to be powerful, you used to be the ruler of Mobius, but now I see that really was the past. I pray that someday you grow the same pair of balls that you once had. Goodbye, Dr. Robotnik.
They're going to kill you. You're going to die, bitch.
I'm sure I will. But at least I'm not going down without a fight.
Sleep, get your fine ass in here, boy. Dr. Robotnik, what was that sound? It sounded like an explosion. Forget about that. Ready the car. We're going somewhere immediately. Tell Dingo to get at least 500 swap bots ready for battle. But your roundness, shouldn't you wipe your ass first? It fucking stinks. There's no time. We must go immediately.
Come on, bro, what's taking so long? You know we don't got all day. The whole world is on the line here. Don't make us leave without you, fat ass.
Manic, look, there's Sonic down the street.
Bro, where the hell were you? Did you go behind Kmart and have Bartleby fuck you in the ass again? I went to try and get reinforcements, but unfortunately it didn't go as planned. I'm afraid it's going to be just us, everyone, but don't give up hope. As long as we believe in ourselves and each other, nobody will be able to take us down, bitches. Let's show those four sexy white boys what happens when you mess with the Sonic Underground.
Well, would you look at that? It seems my bitch is doing a pretty good job at rallying the troops.
Bartleby, you're here. I've been waiting for you all day. What took you so long?
Sorry for the wait, my bitch, but I was a bit busy. As we are going into battle, I felt it would be wise to grab the legendary Sword of Dresden on the way here.
The Sword of Dresden? You mean the sword that was passed down through your family for countless generations?
Yes, the very one. It's the most expensive sword in the world, being made out of pure gold by real Japanese people and costing $506 billion.
Thank God your boyfriend is here, Sonic, because without him...
I know, you wouldn't be able to win the war without me. After all, the prophecy specifically states that I will be the one to save the world. The prophecy will not come true unless I am present, is that correct? Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, that is correct, but how do you already know all this?
Sid the Science Kid stopped by my mansion this morning and explained everything.
You naughty, naughty little boy. Are you trying to show off to Bartleby in front of me? Perhaps after this war is over, I should take you back to my place and teach you some manners. Maybe I'll even give you a good spanking or two, like I used to give to my Padawan, Anakin. Oh, that's right. Please forgive me. I forgot that your bitch, Gerald, had just died. What I was doing certainly wasn't the Jedi way, was it? But, you know, latching onto the past like you're doing is also against the Jedi code. It doesn't bother me that you're only 3 years old. H is just a number, after all.
Idomanto interrupt Obi-Wan. Butsuidne uje amavon alridi.
You're right, Spartacus. We should really haul ass. The boys are waiting for us. But before we go, we need to find a convenient form of transportation. My Jedi Starfighter can't carry all of us. Does anybody have a big car or some shit?
I don't know about you bitches, but I know a perfect form of transportation. Does anybody else got Heelys? Haha, who doesn't? Yo Max, you got a cassette player in that funky little fanny pack of yours? What do you say we listen to some sick beats on the way to the battlefield?
Yo Manic, do you think we'll be survivable and pick up a couple of Monster Energy drink?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, Sprotacus. We're gonna need some Monster to refuel. Give us every Monster Energy drink you've got.
Hey, do you bitches dare me to take a big smelly dump on this fucking car? Trevor, please don't do this. You're going to get us into trouble. Nobody thinks you're cool for taking a shit on a stranger's car. Fuck you bitches, I'm the coolest motherfucker around. Quick, pull out your phones and record this, I can feel the poop slipping out of my butt.
Trevor, look out, there's a car.
Obi-Wan Watson, we are your screaming.
Charles Hedgehog, I sense a great disturbance in the force. It felt as though a retarded faggot about to take a fucking dump on somebody's car was shot down in cold blood by somebody in a purple car.
What the hell happened out here?
Somebody was driving by, and they shot Trevor. Trevor's dead, Sonic. It was the boys. I know it. They made Trevor
every
their bitch.
Every you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you.
Just how many friends are we going to lose before this war is over?
Great shot, Joker. It looks like you killed the one who was pooping on the car. Where are we going next, Joker?
Where do you think we're going, bitch? We're heading to the battlefield to meet up with the boys. I'm crazy.
Come on, my blue bro, it's about time we head to the battlefield. If we stay here, there's a chance that the boys will drive back around and kill all of us.
Manic is right, Sonic. We don't have the time to mourn the fallen right now. Trevor, that son of a bitch, knew what he was signing up for when he came along.
But the fight didn't even start yet. Trevor didn't deserve to go out this way, no one does. Sure, Trevor went out like a bitch, but let it be a lesson, bro, that we need to be stronger than him.
You guys head to the battlefield without me. I gotta go back inside and take a shit. Kid, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Did you shit your pants? Where are your parents? Kid, run away, that bomb is about to get off it.
Bart Levy, what the hell was that? Are you okay?
Of course I'm okay, bitch. The boys just left me a little present in the bathroom, and it wasn't shit. It's a good thing I was the one who stepped in there, and not any of you. It didn't affect me at all, because of my huge muscles. If any of you happened to step in there instead of me, there's no doubt you would have died. Well, what is everybody standing around for? We have a battlefield to get to.
Obi-Wan, Spartacus, are you sure that this is the place? I'm 99.8% positive, Sonic. I hacked into a satellite through the United States government, using my LeapFrog computer. If my calculations are correct, which they always are, the boys are here somewhere. Sonic, look over there, those must be the boys. See, really far off in the distance. There's four of them, just like Obi-Wan said there are.
What's up, Elena? Domingo, you recognize any of them?
Yeah, I recognize that bitch in the blue vest. He's a cashier from Walmart. He hates me, because he thinks I ran over his little brother's bike, or some shit. He's been sending me, and the kids, death threats in the mail for the past year. I think his name is Charlie.
Hey guys, is it just me, or does that one kid in the middle look like Billy from school?
I think you're right, Manic, that does look like Billy, but what is he doing here? I mean, sure, he tried to rape you one time, Manic, but he's always been a fan of the Sonic Underground.
He looks pretty sad too. Do you think the boys are making him do this?
It doesn't matter if they are or not, we're still going to kill every fucking one of them, no holding back.
That's easy for you to say, Bart Levy, my lover, but I'm not strong like you. I'm just a weak little boy. When the time comes, I don't know if I have the heart to kill, even if it's to kill for what I believe in and shit. Don't you tell us you're giving up already, Sonic, it's not over yet. You, no, we all still have a goal to achieve, and we can achieve that piece of ass together. It's an honor to finally meet you, Sonic the Hedgehog. I am Kyoto Kamine. Sonic Underground is everybody's childhood. In this fight, you are not alone. We will not stand by as you throw yourselves into the hell of battle. It's our job as your fans to be your shield and your bitch, so if you would allow it, please let us assist you in this fated fight that will determine the fate of the universe. Very wise, welcome aboard, bitch.
Oh fuck. Everybody look over there in the sky.
I think it's a group of people, and it looks like they are flying on broomsticks.
No, it isn't just anyone, it's Harry Potter.
And look, Professor Dumbledore is there too.
Sir Ron Weasley and Hermione. I told you some deep shit was going on.
So the battle hasn't started yet. That's good, I guess we made it in time.
Sir Albus Dumbledore, oh, did you know already?
Why? That's simple, my friend. Professor Snape is a huge Sonic Underground fan, much like us all. He told me that he felt unusual, like he had to take a poop.
But it wasn't that. No, it was far from that. I could feel that something important was happening here.
Would you look at that? Did you all have a vision of the prophecy also?
Inuyasha.
That's right, and I'm here to fight for Sonic Underground, even if I have to put my life on the line.
Welcome to the fight, Inuyasha.
Okay, now who is it that I have to destroy today to bring honor to SU?
It's those guys over there. Apparently they are called the Boys. I don't see what's the big deal. They don't look so tough to me.
Seisho Maru.
Seisho Maru, what the hell are you looking at, eyes down here? We need to evaluate a plan of attack.
You're right, let's get back to work, no more distractions.
Inuyasha, who is that guy over there with the Boys?
He's my brother. My twin brother.
If he's your brother, then why is he with them? Did he not grow up with Sonic Underground like you?
Of course he did. Everybody did, but why he is with them, that I do not know. It is very likely that they are offering to give him a Shiken Jewel Shard in exchange for his help during this fight. Once the fight starts, leave him to me. I won't let you guys down, I promise.
Look, bitch, all of these people showed up for one purpose, to protect Sonic Underground. You are not alone in this war, we will stand our ground and defeat the Boys together.
You are right as always, my lover. Don't look now you guys, but I think there's something flying right over us. Do you think it's the Boys? No, it's moving way too fast. It's flying, so it must be a bird. No, it's a plane.
No, it's
Superman.
Oh fuck. It's the Dark Knight and the Boy Wonder.
Oh boy. Hello everyone. I have arrived with my partner, Robin the Boy Wonder. We're here to fight for Sonic Underground, just like all of you.
Are you sure you're up for Batman? You seem kind of tired.
I'm sorry if it took so long, everybody. Our Batmobile, the wheels broke, so we had to run here. Without the Batmobile, it was a real bitch.
Haha, that's a real shame. If you could fly like me, you wouldn't have that trouble at all, haha.
Yeah, you're right, Superman. If I could fly like you, that'd be pretty useful.
But you can't. Haha, I'm just messing with you, Batman. Where am I?
Obi-Wan, I want to tell quit you.
What now, Spartacus? Can't you see that I'm meditating on shit?
I wanted to ask you about your Padawan Anakin Skywalker. The fitting went to stars and stars and shone up. Hurry.
I wish I knew myself, but I don't. Perhaps he's running late. Perhaps he is getting some training in before he shows up. One thing is for sure, however. I sense a great disturbance in the Force.
What do you mean you're having second thoughts now? You guys never told me we would be fighting in war like this. And besides, I have school tomorrow.
You'd better start making sense right now, boy. Because if you do not, take a wild guess where this sword, the legendary Tensai Gon, is going. That's right. Up your butt.
This isn't what you said would happen, Mr. Johnson. You said only the Sonic Underground would be here, not fucking Superman. The Gato whole dang army, I'm going home, before they rape our ass. I told you already that it's too late, kid. You chose your path the minute you grouped up with me.
Did you think this was going to be simple, like some kind of vacation? Did you want me to suck your smelly balls? Well, it looks to me like you were misinformed. There will be no sucking of balls today, and no backing out like a poopy baby. Put that gun away, Mr. Johnson. It won't do us any good to attack one another like this. Us turning against each other like this is exactly what Sonic and his friends would want. We might look different, but we are very much alike. We have a common goal, so there isn't any time or reason for us to attack each other, is there?
You boys over there acting like you're the heroes, when in reality you're just a group of naughty boys who needs a spanking. If my hands weren't all tied up, I would walk over there and I would spank you myself.
What's that? Say that again, bitch.
If my hands weren't all tied up, I would walk over there and I would spank you myself.
Interesting. You want to try that again, bitch?
If my hands weren't all tied... Don't listen to these evil men. You are a good boy. You are young and smart. You can still turn back to the light.
Be quiet, you damn hillbilly. You don't know anything about me.
I know that you're a kind young man with a heart of gold. You don't need to decorate yourself as a bad guy anymore.
You don't know what I've been through, the hell I experienced up until now.
I heard your dad feed on you. That's kind of hot.
Oh my, am I interrupting something? So, you're the boys, the ones bold enough to stand up to SU, I have to admit, I am a little underwhelmed.
How about you tell us who the hell you are? Remove that robe. Oh shit, it's Anakin Skywalker.
That's right, it's me, the Chosen One. I never liked Sonic Underground in the first place. I merely played the role of their ally so that I could get close to them and destroy them.
Even if I believed you, which I don't, what makes you think we would let you become one of the boys?
Because they have an army, and it's only growing larger.
Hey Mr. Johnson, thanks for buying me and my brother's way out of jail. We're here to... What the hell is this? Why is that Jedi here? As the one who killed our sister Dee Dee Doodle. Relax, you fucking doodle bop. He is here on his own accord. He wants to fight with us.
Apologies, but I had to kill at least one of you, otherwise the Sonic Underground may have suspected that something was wrong.
That's fine. She just got in the way anyways. Let's finally put an end to the Sonic Underground once and for all. Yes, today is finally the day. The one we've all been awaiting for.
The Joker has arrived, everyone. The clown is in town. Now let's take down the Sonic Underground. What you doing just standing around for? Go get my pimp coat, bitch!
Right on it, Mr. J.
You want to join the boys? Sorry, but we don't need help from freaks dressed like clowns.
Are you kidding me? You guys are challenging the Sonic Underground. That's crazy! You're gonna need someone crazy like me if you want that chance.
Why are you keep laughing, bitch? You think we're funny or something?
Sorry about that, Mr. Johnson. I got a condition. Here, take my card.
Harry Potter, what's happening? What's going on over there? The look in your eyes tell me that you know something. Why did that skull just form in the clouds, above the boys? It's no ordinary cloud, it's a death mark, the symbol of he who must not be named, Voldemort. It's all my fault, he followed me here. Lord Voldemort is coming to kill us all. Forgive me, SU. Hey, what's there to apologize for, Harry? This just makes it all the more exciting. Nobody said it's easy being Sonic Underground's bitch. So you're the man who chose to be hated by the entire world because you don't like Sonic Underground. You must have a big pair of balls. I like that. I really do. I love men with big balls. So I brought forth my evil army of Death Eaters to help you in combat. Fuck yeah, we have an even larger army than the Sonic Underground now. That isn't all. This is my body, Grindelwald. He's powerful as shit. What is it, Grindelwald? What do you see? Oh, it's Dumbledore. I forgot that you and Dumbledore used to be gay lovers. But Grindelwald, don't let your emotions stop you from killing him. Actually, here's a better idea. Turn that lust into rage, destroy him, rape him with great force. Show that Dumbledore who the real boss is, make him call you daddy, while you slap his butt. The games are over, Mr. Johnson. We will give you one last chance to change your ways. Release Jeert's papa and leave forever. If you do, we can just forget all of this ever happened. No, it's far too late for that, Hedgehog. I never go back on my promises, and I'm not starting now. J-Red, we gave you a job to do. You were supposed to kill Manic the Hedgehog, but you didn't. Now I will hold up my end of the promise. Your pa is finished. He will die today, right here.
J-Red, you fucking asshole! I trusted you to save my goddamn ass. What the hell were you doing the past few days? Kill him. It isn't too late, you little shit. Kill that green maggot boy right now before I put my boot up your butt.
No, I can't. I won't do that, pa.
What in God's name did you just say? Bitch, I am your daddy. You don't say no to me, you little faggot ass bitch.
I've seen so much death and destruction today. I can't bear to see any more.
I hope you fucking die, bitch. You think you'll get away with this? No way in hell. We'll chase you to the ends of the earth.
The time for talking is over, old man. It's time for you to make peace. J-Red, say goodbye to your pa, the man that you love all so much. Put the gun down. We can still talk this over. Nobody has to die.
God damn it, you fucking green goblin bitch.
Go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Les whip the floor with them, conchema. Go. Mi fort spell, dick caparoucu.
I'm going to fucking kill you, bitch.
I did it. Hey, where are you watching, Fulkoe? I beat up the enemy. Are you proud of me?
Of course I am, conchema. You're me boy. Iwa and we are web proof of you. Good any conchum. I am fucking retarded. I'll see you even. Chase the fucking after. Conchuma, conchuma you after infasté. Or the bullet will go up your fucking ass.
Help me. Oh dear lord, somebody please save my life. Fulgore, hurry, you have to cast a spell or something. Do it quickly, please.
I can't conchuma. And I loot of your energy, I can't cast a spell if you don't have energy le.
Damn it. God fucking damn it, holy shit. I don't want to die like this. I have so much to live for.
Oh no. Conchuma is in trouble. I won't let you hurt any one of my friends. Now, have a taste of my most powerful spell. I can't hold it much longer. My power isn't enough. Conchuma, you have to run. If not, the bullet is going to hit right in your disgusting butt crack.
Stop it, Joker. Leave the boy alone. This boy has done nothing to you. Why are you so crazy?
Because we live in a society, Batman, where if you don't like Sonic Underground, everybody hates you. And you are just supposed to sit down and take it like good little boys. Well, I'm tired of it, Batman. I'm tired of this. And that's why I'm gonna kill you.
Oh no. He's choking me. I can't breathe.
You see, Batman, deep down, we're all the same. We all hate Sonic Underground.
You think deep down, everyone is as evil and despicable as you? You are alone.
Keep telling yourself that, Batman. We both know you're lying, little bitch.
Sonic, come over here. I need to tell you something important.
What's up, Snape?
I talked with Sportacus and he wanted me to pass on to you this important message. You and Bartleby need to have butt sex in the middle of the battlefield. If you do, this war will come to an end.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Sonic and Bartleby, your love for each other is so powerful that if you two have sex for exactly 45 minutes, you have the power to turn back time and change the course of the universe. You can make it as if this war never happened. This is something only you can do, as Bartleby's personal bitch. It is, however, dangerous, so getting to the middle of the battlefield where you can be fucked in the ass will be hard. However, if you stay behind me, I can protect you. Do you think you can do that, Sonic?
You got it, Professor Snape. Let's do this. It seems as though they have a plan. I must stop them for the boys. So long, fat bitch.
Sonic, look out.
I should go help Bartleby. Maybe he's in trouble without me. No, what the hell am I thinking? Bartleby can handle all this himself. I need to focus on my own mission. I need to get to the center of the battlefield, so Bartleby can fuck my ass. No, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, 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 if it isn't Sonic the Hedgehog. I wasn't expecting to see you so soon. I have to admit, though, I am quite happy to have the honors of killing you myself.
Damn you, Grindelwald, you'll pay for what you just did, you son of a bitch.
Unfortunately for you, fat boy, I have no intention of paying for my crimes.
Quick, Sonic the Hedgehog, come with me if you want to live.
Before I go with you, tell me who the hell you are. Why are you saving me?
I am simply a man who doesn't want you to die, just yet. That is all you need to know.
You are not even going to tell me your name, and yet you expect me to come with you. For all I know, you could be working with the boys.
Fine, then I will tell you. My name is the Demon of Darkness. And this guy over here is one of my two demon bitches.
Just one. Where's the other one?
The other one is back at my castle of darkness, cleaning my royal throne.
You bastards, do you really think I'm letting you escape after almost running me over like that? Abracadabra.
Demon of Darkness, are you okay? No, no way, it can't be. Dr. Robotnik, all this time, you were the Demon of Darkness. Why are you wearing this mask?
If anybody is going to kill you, Sonic, my rival, it's going to be me, not a couple of white boys. So I decided to fight alongside you, but I was too much of a coward to show my face.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, Robotnik, today. We're all in this together, we're a team.
A team, really? How silly, that you think I would ever even consider being on a team with you. Sonic. But if it's only for today, maybe I could do it. Well, what are you just standing around here for, Sonic? Don't you have to get to the tent, so your lover, Bartleby, can bang you in your big plump of cheeks?
What took you so long, Beach? I was starting to get bored. Bend over before I beat you.
But fools, don't you realize how defenseless you are fucking in the tent, like that? Abadacadavra?
Mo, are you okay? Speak to me. You little Jamaican faggot, why don't you do us all a favor, and go back to your own country? Knuckles the Echidna. I have been waiting for this day for so long, the day that I can finally kill you, the day that I can finally get my revenge, the day I can make you suffer.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, but I take it that you must be one of the boys, which means if you're really willing to fight, I won't hesitate to stick my fist up your smelly butt.
So, you don't even remember me, after making me suffer the way I did.
I think I would remember, a retarded 8-year-old, in a green goblin costume, that smells like poop.
I can only imagine, how it is to be with you. From the first day I saw your face, I knew this love was true.
You know, Billy, I guess you always hated me, but I never would expect you to be one of the boys. I guess that makes two of us. Never did I think I would get a chance to destroy you like this. But you know what they say, Manic, everything happens for a reason. Perhaps we were destined to fight on this day. Perhaps you were destined to die by my hands. Perhaps you were destined to suck my big ass balls and call me daddy. Come here, faggot. I didn't want to have to do that, Billy, but that doesn't mean I didn't like it. You and me don't have to fight, we can't talk it out. No, Manic, I have to do this, I have to kill you. I will give you one more chance. If you won't listen to me, then maybe you will listen to him.
Hello, my son.
Father, what are you doing here?
I heard that you got mixed up with some bad people, so I was worried for you.
You worried about me? Huh, like I would believe that.
Now why is that so hard to believe? You're my son, my precious boy. I love you very much.
Why do you think? Because you treat me like I'm garbage. Every day, you beat me, and make my life hell, all for your own selfish gain. You tell me what to do, and if I fail you beat me up again, or sometimes even pee on me.
Is that how you really feel, son? I thought you liked it. I didn't know you felt this way.
Shut up, you stupid father. Stop it, Billy. He's had enough. Leave him alone.
No, Manic. Leave it be. This is my punishment as a horrible father.
That is right, bitch. Now I'm your daddy. I'm going to make you feel the same pain I did for so many years.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Billy. But in the end, you left me with no other choice. Daddy, I feel cold, am I going to die?
No, oh goodness no son, Daddy will save you.
He was pierced through the heart, nothing can save his life now. Not even your love. Daddy, everything is dark, is it night?
Yes, the sun is going down, and now it is time to sleep, my son. Your long fight is over.
Dad, tomorrow, can we watch Sonic Underground DVDs, like we used to?
You can't bet your huge fucking ass we can, son. Thank you, Manic the Hedgehog, for showing my son the light. For saving him from the path of darkness.
Ever yone que eponisas, y fue cachim, tis waris over, come o Mr. Johnson. O wabut yo top running and filth melike a man. He bait up Mr. Jonas. Pue ave yo surrounded, if yo trian it infuni, way fuck yo winteas. No come witus. Yo are under arrest for te crimes yo committed. That is. Unless you would rather feel to say.
That's hilarious, you bitches actually thought you had me on the run. Well, I have news for you. Truth is, I lured you here so that I could take you out all at once. Now which one of you shall I play with first?
You will take your one.
Hey, fine then. But just so you know, I spent 2 weeks trading at the YMCA. Also, I could defeat you Charles Hedgehog, my rival.
You won't have it any other way.
Let go of me so I can kill you. It's your fault Trevor is dead. You better shut your face or I will choke the life out of you, boy.
Don't shoot him, Hermione. You'll meet his kills.
No, I can't do this. If we kill him now, this war's over. We have to take these chances, no matter how small it may be.
If you miss him, then I'm fucking dead, you slut. You better not shoot my smelly ass.
Don't treat. It's taller than heroes.
Say Edna, a bitch.
Sonic Manic and Sonia, you three taught me how to fight for what I believed in. That's why I wanted to repay you, to help you, for all the times you helped me. But, I wasn't much help in this fight, was I? I'm sorry. No. It can't be, but it is. Cyrus is dead. Why did you do it, Cyrus? Why does this have to happen to us?
Ever Yone? Get out of here. It is clear to me not at all can domingo this.
Damn it, I can still fight, I'm not through just yet.
Look around you, all of this chaos and destruction you have caused.
You're wrong, this isn't what I wanted. All I wanted was revenge for my little brother. Because you bitches ran over him with your car, and now he can't walk anymore.
I already told you bitch, that he drove up into my driveway, and rammed into my car himself.
You don't understand what I had to go through for my younger brother. I dedicated everything to becoming the perfect brother. I worked hard and studied my ass off so that I could provide for him. My brother, he looked up to me, I was his hero. I couldn't have been more happy. Everything was going so well in my life. I followed in the footsteps of my father, I trained to become a doctor. Eventually, I graduated and earned enough money to buy my brother something he always wanted. A bicycle from Walmart. I just couldn't wait to give it to him for his birthday, so I surprised him with it early. We took it out for a quick spin, little did we know, it would be his first and last ride. The bike was in pieces, and my brother was paralyzed for the rest of his life. I was scared to tell my father, but I knew I had to, when I did. I was spanked by Daddy's belt. The pain was nothing, however, to what I had done to my brother. What he did next was unforgivable. He turned the belt on my bro, knowing full well that that would hurt me more than any belt, to the butt cheeks.
Cool, I don't give a fuck.
Elena? Elena, help me. Elena. This bitch got a gun. Yo huevito domingo sometin. So timorso.
Ha ha ha. Now that I have the royal scepter in my possession, nobody can defeat me. Nice catch, Charlie. This is why you've always been my right-hand man. Now as the leader of the boys, I demand you hand me over that royal scepter. Nah, I don't think I will. In fact, I think I'll fucking kill you. Listen here, bud. You were never my leader. I was playing you from the start. I will give you one thing, though. You were a useful pawn, but unfortunately, pawns aren't useful this far into the game. Goodbye, Mr. Johnson, or should I call you, bitch?